Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dukes and Bell on a Thursday, kicking off your holiday weekend. Going to be a busy weekend. You got Braves and Phillies and, of course, Atlanta United and that high-flying offense. Well, you wanted high-scoring games, Atlanta United fans. You got them, that's for sure, as they take on Orlando City. Our coverage on Saturday begins at 7 with Mike Conney and Jason Longshore. Kick at 7:30. With the Lions down in Orlando. And we welcome into the program with Mike and I, the team president of Atlanta United, Garth Argaway, who joins us on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Garth.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good, boss. I mean, ran into you at the Rapids game. We snuck into that Gold Wing suite thanks to you guys inviting us. Man, that was awesome. And the game was awesome, too. I mean, a lot of fireworks. That's the United we want to see, brother. That was fun.
Hey, we got to bring you back. I mean, if we're going to score that many goals every time you show up, you know, you should feel a little obligation.
I tell you, if you're doing a shot every time you put it in the basket, man, it was a good buzz, I'll tell you that. Now, unfortunately, the game up in Chi-Town, sometimes when a draw feels like a loss, you always hate to lose those goals late like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first four shots feel pretty good, and then when you get the shot 5, 6, and 7, it gets a little reckless, right?
That's true.
together. Now, look, Chicago was it was a wide open game. I would imagine it was pretty thrilling to somebody watching at home. I mean, you certainly didn't know what was going to happen next. A couple of red cards, just pandemonium. But you know, to the point, you know, we were up a goal twice. We're up a goal on the man. We'd love to stay in control of that game and just shut it down. And sometimes boring soccer is the way to get results. And you know, we kind of let some points slip there. And look, it happens. And we're still looking to continue to improve. Big game against Orlando this weekend, as you guys alluded to. And we're going to keep working to improve the team with the summer transfer window coming up starting on July 5th.
Oh, well, Garth Argaway, team president of Atlanta United, John Fricke and Mike Bell on Dukes and Bell. Garth, before there was a Nashville FC in the MLS, before there was a Charlotte, there was Orlando City. And there was a decision by Orlando fans that they were going to target Atlanta United as their rival. And there was a situation one time in their stadium where they were throwing a lot of trash at our guys and hit one of them. I almost had the name of the guy that they hit with the water bottle. And Joseph was their daddy and owned it. And there was this budding thing, a hatred between the two. I kind of sense that that's kind of started to die down a little bit. And as you look around and kind of go rivals, I don't know, Garth, is Orlando City still our rival, or could we develop something else?
Look, I think when we look at it and we look at the attendances around the league and Charlotte and Nashville are 1, 2, and 4 in attendance in the whole league. I really think that's the future of Atlanta United. Now, that doesn't diminish, we played some big games against Orlando, had some big moments against Orlando. But every league is going to kind of partition off based on geography. And I do think long-term Orlando winds up with Miami. You know, the two Florida teams wind up paired from a rivalry perspective. Right. It just makes a little bit too much sense. And look, if you or your audience have any clever names for a Nashville, Charlotte, Atlanta United in-season competition, right, we'd love to hear them. I understand there's a couple of rivalries down here in the South and the SEC, and maybe we can build off of that. But certainly none of which is to say we're taking Orlando lightly. It's a really tough game. They're only the second team this year we played that has a winning record. It's a big test for us.
It is Garth Lagerway, guys. He is the boss, the jefe of Atlanta United. Yeah, and it wasn't your fault, man. It was your predecessor. He put a billboard out outside Orlando City to stoke that rivalry back in the day. And those dudes
What was it, Garza, by the way, who got hit with a water bottle? I'm trying to remember.
But either way, we didn't like them, and they don't like us. But the Red Bulls, I think, are probably our biggest rival. Those guys always give us trouble. But anyway, Garth, you came in here to get things right financially and get things into your sort of game plan of how you want to see this franchise move. Luis Araujo, we find out he's going to be heading down to South America. We got him back in the day from over in France. Was it just a lack of production and just not meeting the dollar value as far as what you were getting on the pitch?
You know, look, I think sometimes, you know, a new guy comes in and they want different things stylistically. you know, one of the things that I think you guys have heard me say from that day one is I really want to spend our money down the spine of the team, you know, which is to say center forward, center midfielder, defensive midfielder, center back, goalkeeper. And so that was a big expenditure, you know, maybe higher than I'd seen before for a winger, you know, for a wide player. And obviously, if everything had gone perfectly, then you know, you would have left it as is and, you know, not kicked over to Sandcastle just to the point of being destructive. But, you know, felt like it wasn't flowing maybe as well as we wanted. And look, credit to Luis. I mean, he's been a really good pro, and this was an opportunity that he wanted as well. I mean, I think it's lost. It's, you know, it's not like a trade in, you know, in Major League Baseball. I mean, these guys have to agree to stuff like this. You know, it's not like we just sold them. It's a mutual deal, and Luis was open to it, and Flamengo is one of the biggest clubs in Brazil. And look, I think it speaks to the progress of MLS that, you know, we're doing eight-figure transactions to, you know, the most, you know, arguably one of the most famous clubs in South America. Yeah, I think that shows you what our pedigree is now on the global stage. So we were encouraged by that, and obviously we free up some resources as we reset the team and continue the process that we started over the winter.
Yeah, we're talking, of course, with Garth Lagerwey, team president, Atlanta United. The Five Stripes and the Lions, Orlando City, it'll be Saturday night. Mike and Jason on the call on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Pregame at 7, kick at 7:30. When you picked up GG Tank, Giacomagas, whatever you want to call him, did you think that he would instantly, this quickly becomes, because I think, Garth, he is the most dangerous scorer in all of Major League Soccer at the moment.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's some graphics. You know, he's, for the number of minutes he's played, you know, he's among the fastest 8 goals in league history. He's obviously come out, you know, like he's been launched from a cannon. You know, will he play at that Greek god of goals level forever? You know, who's to say? You know, like obviously that would be great, but certainly he's met every expectation. And I think when you look at him and Thiago Almada on the field together, you know, those two together are borderline unstoppable, and that's really been the strength of our team. You know, if you wanted to point to one thing, you know, we won the 6 out of our games here to start the season. You know, those two have been reason one and reason two, and can't say enough positive things about Giacomagas, and not just on the field, but off the field. He's been such a leader. He's been willing, after difficult results, to go in the locker room and speak to his teammates and put the team on his back and play in difficult positions. You know, you guys see this is a lot like a nose tackle. You know, he's going in there. He's getting banged around by two center backs. He's winning the ball. He's knocking it down. He's finding his moments to break free and behind. You know, but it is not an easy job what he does, and I've got a ton of respect for how he's come in here and how seriously he's taken this.
Garth Lagerwey is with us, guys, and catching up with the boss of Atlanta United. We talked about Araújo, eventually Almada potentially moving off the roster. Your philosophy, Garth, because you've won championships everywhere you've been, is it a combination of international and American players or guys with MLS experience? It's just a matter of, as you said, kind of building that spine and finding the right fit?
It's all those things. You always have to have value. Right, you know, we've hit it out of the park on the two big DPs, on Giacomagas and on Almada. You know, and what we have to do more consistently is find value in the other salary slots as mandated by the MLS salary cap. You definitely need American players to be successful. You look, you have a couple, right? We Miles Robinson, Brooks Lennon, Brad Guzan. You know, the list goes on, right? And what we have to do too is we have to produce more players, more Caleb Wileys. To try to make sure that we always have a steady supply of those guys, you know, and then that's the balance is, you know, you're going to always have some elite special players. Maybe they're American, maybe they're foreign, but you have to have some supporting players. Those supporting players, you have to find a value. And if you do that more often than not, those guys tend to be domestic. And so, you know, there's not a rigid blueprint, like we have to plug this player into this place. But there is, nonetheless, you know, an infrastructure and a way we want to build it. And we're going to keep marching to that and build that out as we move through the summer.
All right, Garth Lagerwey, I do appreciate your taking a few minutes. Team President, Atlanta United, Orlando City, 7 o'clock Saturday on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Thanks, Garth.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, boss. Now, yeah, man. I mean, and.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.